And they can't be Jeffrey Dahmer. What's happened?
I've not watched that yet. I've heard it's
What
is it? Jeffrey Dahmer.
Holy fuck.
He can't sleep after it.
Mate, honestly.
I've met some sick bastards in my time, but he takes the biscuit, sickest. Man.
How many episodes is it?
I've 10. I've watched 3.
I've watched 6.
I'm 3 and I've nearly wrapped it because I can't watch anymore.
Are you the spitting image of him?
If I put glasses on a man. Genuinely, that. It's a shocker for you.
Be Dharma. How about you, wee man?
Hi,
BJD.
I nearly pissed myself all night because of it. Because I didn't want to go to the toilet after the... After watching it.
Oh, because in case somebody got it. Oh,
that's mate, horrible, that, innit?
How bad is the police? No catching them.
Oh, mate, they could have got him so many times, innit?
I swear to God. They couldn't change the chest and they had a body on the side of the bed. They didn't even check the bed.
No, I'm not watching it then.
How was Sunar?
Strong, wasn't that strong?
Oh, where were you at the weekend?
Last weekend. Back yet last week, Monday early, didn't I do the podcast? Not a problem.
Oh, that's right.
No, I was bitching, no, I was good.
Somebody said you spent the full weekend in your leather skirt.
No, that's it. Actually, that and the...
He always goes away to do it.
Leather high heels. I was Hearts Rangers Hospitality Saturday.
Fucking does all right, didn't he?
No bad, big man.
But we'd be good on my day's job and actually come to a Broomhill game, now.
Any away game, he's no seen, is he?
I was. You're right. I was going to come to the game because it was obviously finished at half two, the Hearts Rangers game, but made a Joe Hunter the hospitality, so was no fit state to come to
what the... What was the dress code for hospitality? Leather skirts?
It was bib tubes.
Were you drinking?
Aye.
Oh,
I ended up in a pub in Gorgie Road, man. I swear to God, it was like a scene at a Green Street.
What, in with the Hearts fans?
Were you a hero?
No, just casual. Proper casuals, man.
Were they lying to you?
Oh, it was wild.
He's an accent, and a casuals accent.
Threatening me.
Hey, this boy says to me, Kevin, can't even see when you scored that winner against the Hibbies, eh? I was in the bath with my dad.
He's in the bath with his dad.
Did you meet him in...
And I went, you know, what age are you? He says, oh, I was 20, eh? I says, that was 12 years ago. I was 8, eh? Ken, dad was bathing us. I was like, oh my God, son.
We done that, but we stopped early on.
You and your dad?
Aye, early on. But
how is he, man? Old.
They're not right to be, man.
Champions League next week. What day will you whip my knickers at?
Up the night, Monday, we'll get them. We'll give them a good match before we go start.
Mate, but people messaged me saying they didn't understand what we're talking about because they didn't date anymore.
Did they?
No, they didn't.
Did they not?
Remember that? The fire used to go in the middle, the full centre circle.
What was your state? Go into it?
I think they stopped it since you're...
And she took care of it?
That's how COVID started, didn't it?
She's so happy this, man. We need to keep going, mate, but her knickers will be in the wash in the day.
He's quiet. Your man's quiet.
I know. I'm not looking forward to it this week. It's a poor weekend for me.
Yeah, 4-0.
You're going to talk about it, aren't you?
So how's the weekend been since the defeat?
No great at all. Wee bit of a brushy bonus though to see your result and see wee Josh scored in the last minute for
Josh
the
20s.
Josh for the 20s.
And it tells you whole feel about the club. What was the other 20s boys buzzing for him?
Nah, I was saying that buzzing because I was driving home, so I couldn't go on my phone and check your results, but you get your phone obviously connected to the car and you see the Broomhill 20s chats popping off, and I looked and all the boys wishing him good luck. So
that's good.
The fact that he scored was obviously a good wee bonus.
Nah, buzzing for him. It was a bit of a up and down game side, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. We started really well.
Then they dropped really deep.
Hard to break down.
Aye, and then they kept sort of free up, didn't they?
Mate, they were brave, man. They kind of cheated, but the defending eight and the keep free up.
Took the risk at the back.
So the way we play with our two fullbacks going high.
As soon as
you lost it, mate, you were vulnerable on the counter attack.
Did you handle it quite well then?
No.
A few times he broke
Div through. Div played really high, so the goalie was really good, really brave.
Do you think that's a wee bit of a sign of where you're at then, though, that you've ended up winning it 4-1? I said that after the game, two months ago
we lost that game,
eh?
Or drew the game, but
it was good to say, obviously in the first half and the equalising, the boys are fucking fighting that pitch. Your assistant manager, but
good to see. I didn't even know he went for a shite. Have you ever heard that, mate? Went for a shite during the game.
He said he missed like 15 minutes.
I didn't even know to him, mate.
They come out saying he wanted to draw.
Is Dale Davis scored or silence every Saturday?
Yeah, he's a legend. What a guy.
The biggest hero is Jim Moore, the goalie coach.
Oh.
We are driving him after the game, mate. It's pissing down the rain. It's dark as fuck. He's driving. Mate, out of name, he just goes like that.
Sunglasses on.
Whips the shades on, mate. What the fuck are you putting your sunglasses on? There's nice pissing down the rain, mate.
He's
a legend. You'll see it on the documentary when, after the game, when the tunes are on,
Well, that, one of the questions in the, we'll go straight to that. Changing in the guys in my old teammate dressing room, DJs are an absolute shockers. So we've got the, what are they called?
The heart rate monitor.
The heart rate monitor.
But he kids on his decks.
He kids on his decks.
But
spinning them on his unbelievable.
But he does this shuffle as well. White, you want to pair of white Predators Saturday.
White no. Preds. You'll see him when they do it. He'll become an absolute hero.
He will become a hero. Right, Grosvenor Sport, who's wanted it?
Kevin, on you go.
What we got? A new offer.
No, Kev can have, because he's...
I didn't mind doing it.
So what is that new offer? Double the odds for new
double
sign-ups?
Odds. Double the odds for new sign-ups.
I was thinking, though, see, if we were a cast for Corey, who would we be?
For Corey, you're obviously going to compare him to somebody.
I'm obviously, one of them in my life.
I'm Big Bet Gilroy that used to be in the bar.
No.
Leather trousers.
You're Fred the Butcher.
He wasn't in the Butcher, was he?
Aye, he was. About, you're his wee son.
Was he actually?
That was me actually there.
Actually,
Les Barnes, man, I
love
it. Kevin Webster, definitely Kevin Webster.
Kevin Webster, I watched the garage.
Watch Kevin Webster
no,
run.
I watched it.
Here's Wee Chesney.
Where he runs.
Is it Wee Chesney?
Wee Chesney.
Wee Chesney.
That was Wee Stratton, wasn't it? What, Kevin Webster running runs?
When you watch him, when he's running his technique. Horrific.
Is it?
Wee Stenders, who it would be.
Wee like Stenders.
He's got his plan, didn't he?
That's why
he's got
a sort of. I texted him last night,
yeah. Like, maybe you come and get for a look like Brandy Jim later.
Wee Doc Cotton.
Terrible. That is terrible. What did you do Sunday?
Watch the game.
No, you never. Why the line?
Why did he say
it? Did you watch the game?
No, watched it yet.
You couldn't watch the game back in that footage.
I watched it, full game.
Is it hard to see the game?
It's hard to see at times.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Right. I think one filmed it, mate. It was getting filmed for them there. Can you see him?
Sean Maloney filmed it, wasn't
it? He's got his six toes.
He's got his
little six toes like that.
What a start to the show.
So what, did you, what Sunday, what did you do?
What, mate, the what rest? About Haaland?
Die, I watched that.
He's the best. He's going to be the best in the world. Well, he is the best in the world.
That was a great comment for Andy Beast Mode.
Mate, he's not even just a finisher. What about his assists?
He scored the best 5-yard goals in the world, though, didn't he?
I actually had an argument with GMS about him yesterday.
Oh. Right, what was the argument?
Because GMS says Mbappe's miles better, mate, and I was like,
has he fucked him up?
So I basically says, why is he miles better? And they went, better all-round player.
Oh.
I went, mate, other than pace and dribbling, what's Mbappe better at Haaland? He's miles, I think, that's.
Pace, Jank, he's quicker than Haaland.
But that's what I said. He's probably got a bit more pace, but Haaland's still rapid. It's almost as if he's slow.
You ever seen that video of Haaland running when he was going through in the corner and they clocked it and it was like the same kind of speeds as like 100 metre sprinters and that? It was ridiculous. So I bet he obviously takes longer to get his legs going, but some of these
the way he runs is like
Dominic Quid, really? See him, good game.
Mate,
how can Casemiro sit on the bench and he's on?
Oh, mate, did I get me started, man? That manager,
his quality on the ball, McTominay needs to improve. It really does. Even Rashford as well. But see the one who comes up to him, just passes it. Can he be like
that?
No,
not at that level.
No way.
Rashford,
nah, you're being racist to Scottish here because Eriksen was terrible.
Oh, Eriksen
was probably
my
worst player.
So no, was Fernandes was poor to you.
The same reason that you've not been coming on for Broomhill, same reason that you gave for Ronaldo not coming on. Because
mm-hmm.
of where you've been, your respect for your career, that's why it's the same thing.
Yeah, that's what we said, that's what you said to me. But how's Martial feeling though, coming on? With that manager saying that, I'm not putting him on for respect. And so then you go, then
it's
shambles, isn't it?
I know.
But don't fuck the English football, let's go to the Scottish.
But no, but we need to tell us because we play Cali Braves at another Friday night game. Are you going to come to this one?
I'll be there, mate. I'm looking forward to this one because by all accounts, what I've heard is they're a very good side. Spoke to somebody Saturday and says they popped the ball about quite well, so it should be an entertaining game.
Who did you speak to?
Ian Black, went and watched him against.
Would never take his opinion on football. So
no.
Go the opposite, whatever he says.
They're a young team as well.
I like his misses. I like Blackie's misses.
Oh!
No bad.
She's got anything to tell us, and I'm more than happy to listen.
Aye, Blackie's misses decent.
I don't mind her.
Aye, Sheila.
But somebody said you and Mozza were actually on the way to the game, but he's got held up on the side of the motorway.
What's that? Have you seen that?
What he's up to?
Fuck knows. Who was Big Mozza? Disappointed.
You tell me, he's your mate.
Disappointed in Big Mozza.
2 years.
I did offer to come, but Big Mozza just said, no, I'll take a weekend off. Big Bob Mozza. He's the boss now, apparently.
So, just picking and choosing, eh?
Ach,
no, I like thought we were on it together, but
don't like it.
Sinner.
Listen, wait a minute here. I've got to go down that road. I'm there on a Friday night putting heavy praise on the boys every Friday night.
Well, he said you're being biased.
Aye, he did.
No, I didn't.
Well, we've never actually mentioned that on this podcast. Biased always gets mentioned on the wee ones.
He said biased towards us.
But then you've had boys pulling you up.
Have you?
Your boys?
Your boy pulled me up.
Who did?
You know how bad it was?
Didn't I name a name, but somebody pulled
me up. The boy that pulled me up, I didn't even know his name. There you go. I didn't even know his name.
What did they pull you up for? They know you've got a mic. There's a mic on your hoodie, mate.
The newer boy come in, right, and he said, how you doing, lads? And he turned when he went, a bit harsh last week, eh? I says, me? He says, what for? He says, oh, put one over the bar, and he said, that was a shocker. I says, what do you want me to say? It was a fucking great miss.
Quite right, Kevin.
But no,
they can't handle criticism, how they're going
to
hire.
Aye, but to be fair, no, I fucking love watching, honestly. See, if it's different for you because you're done there. But because you're up there and you see, oh man, like last week was very good because I thought the two boys in midfield, McDonald and McLaughlin, different class.
Well, you mentioned about praising players. This man here is unbelievable, praising brothers, isn't he? Honestly,
no,
you still scared of him?
No. You get 18 brilliant brothers a game.
Oh, no, did he? Aye.
But to be fair, the big man was outstanding Saturday.
Was he good? Aye.
Outstanding Saturday.
I think only
when you watch it back, you see.
I think they're the games where he will take over. See, when it's a bit more scrappy and there's. What was the pitch like?
The pitch wasn't great, mate. He was just driving with the ball, driving by people, reverse balls. He's so good on the ball, mate.
He is.
He's so good on the ball.
It's the reverse pass he's got. I like that one. I like the one where he looks like he's going to shape one down the line. And I think because of how clever Simple
is. Do not give what away about how we play to him.
No, I know. He doesn't do that often, but I'm just saying. he's just got a different option.
Yeah.
He's comfortable, whatever he needs to do. Aye.
Makes good decisions, doesn't he? But get yourself along for another great night, Friday.
Aye,
night.
Good, aye.
Friday night under the lights.
If you've ever had a shocker or you're having struggling in life, watch me on last week's podcast. Four of them. What about that performance?
You had a bad week, didn't you? You said your head was scrambled. God. What is it? You kept saying Jim Watt.
Remember? Jim Watt, your head scrambled. That's what he always says, Jim Watt, and that was me, wasn't it?
Oh, so when, my what was God. It, Jim Watt? Ricky Hatton was
Ricky Hatton, V. Pacquiao, aye. His head's fucking scrambled.
What's this on the club podcast?
Everyone. What about that one with Faddy? Everything I said was wrong. Every single thing I said was wrong.
You had a busy week last week, didn't you?
Oh, for fuck's sake. And then on the Friday, it comes out breaking news, oil of the world. Me talking about Ange. Wait, wait, here.
No, what did you do?
Tell me, Fox News, Liverpool Echo.
Fox News in Australia.
Ex-Celtic kid Paul Smith says Ange Postecoglou will be the next Liverpool manager.
Oh my god.
Right? And my anxiety's went through the roof because of my week. I've messaged the producer on Thursday saying, listen, I could be on goal, how bad I've been. Wake up on a Friday morning and my phone's gone mental and I go into Instagram and I'm put into a chat. You haven't put any of the chats on Instagram. There's about 10,000
people.
There's 10,000 people in this chat. Liverpool and Liverpool fans. Celtic and Liverpool fans going for each other. And like, who the fuck said this?
Damn.
It was on Fox News.
Like Australian or American Fox News?
Sport Bible.
Oh my God.
Sport of Lad Bible. Everybody.
But Paul, that's where you've got yourself in the world of football, son. You've got yourself in a.
There's so many people like, who the fuck is this clown that said this? And I'm like, oh no. And then I see that all the Liverpool fans talking about it. And I messaged you, didn't I? Like, what is going on here?
Uh-huh. That
what did wild, you actually mate. Say?
Everywhere.
I watched it as well. He says he'll be the next. Liverpool, it was to Jamie O'Hara, wasn't
it? It's a meatball.
But maybe they actually sat and watched that actual show, how the way we speak to each other.
The O'Hara things need to stop, mate.
Oh my God.
Nah, they're good.
Mate, the
no, they are good for you, but
the trouble you get
in. The trouble you get in for them is fucking
and
mental.
And walking away absolutely deflated, what he does to me.
Slimy.
Talk to me, he's a hard poison. He's a good wee cunt, isn't he, but?
He is a good boy, isn't he?
But that honestly, mate, I've never had feel that in my puff.
It was a bad week for you.
That one, but wait, I've never seen it like that. That went viral, mate.
I've never seen that.
Did you not see it now?
No,
I've seen the what you said, but I never seen like
from any no, I never seen any of that. I never seen any of that. Like I did hear that somebody had said that Ange would be the next Liverpool. I did hear that, but I didn't realise it came to him.
Gave for me. Because see, the day before, people sent me the picture, and I was just looked at the picture, just thinking, all right, okay. But I didn't think it was underneath it said my name. It said it.
Brilliant, Paul.
Say something else. What else? Say something else about Ange. See if we can get it viral.
By the way, he genuinely could be the next Liverpool manager. The way Klopp's gone.
It's shy in there. Oh. See, I want to ask you this. See what he's talking about trying to analyse that? Everyone was buzzing off it. Oh, he's explained like why he's not great defensively. Load of rubbish. See what he was saying? Load of rubbish, man.
Aye.
Because he's the highest on the press. It's when the ball comes at your half of the pitch, he gets beat 1v1.
What are you talking about? He's too busy ball watching. A lot of times I see when teams play against him, he's too busy ball watching. It's as if like, oh, he doesn't really know where he's supposed to be.
The first goal against Brighton and Oz not in the day with him exactly. Being the highest player in the press.
Just the ball right to them.
Wow. And he's jogging on it as well. Si, how many times have we seen the clips of him just sort of jogging back or no sprinting? So
when your team was like Liverpool a few seasons ago when they were winning every game and winning leagues and getting to finals off and they were tack, tack, tack and goals with Firmino, Mane and Salah. Now that's not happening, the scrutiny's on the rest of them.
The defender.
And actually now they've been scrutinised and he's obviously finding a bit tough.
Selling Mane was a shocker.
Aye,
not great.
Selling him and no really replacing him, eh?
But we'll talk about Broomhill. I went and watched the 20s Friday night as well.
Amazing.
Excellent. I'm telling you now, on camera, boys in 20s will feature very soon.
It's amazing.
There's five or six that are made and ready, I think.
What about the young boy in the midfield that I've watched? Is good. Them. Really good.
Cammy.
Is that the boy that's 17?
I don't know, he looks a bit 13, 17. But, never ever gives the ball, always looking, knows what's about him.
I remember the summer speaking to Robbie when he was bringing the players in, and I think some of them had been maybe let go, and maybe told they weren't good enough or whatever, and then you see them, what you were saying about teams are pressing them up and they're still trying to play. It's amazing to see that for young boys, isn't it?
Aye, brilliant. Brilliant group of boys.
You've got the coaching bug on him, haven't you? You're loving the coaching.
I do, aye. And it's due to them as players. It's not really anything to do with coaching. It's just their reaction.
Seeing the buzz you get with them.
So see on that, Andy, see what you and Robbie do through the week. See when it comes to Saturday, is it seeing what you're doing through the week, them doing it on a Friday night?
Aye.
That's the satisfaction of coaching, isn't it? When you try to implement something and they go and do it and you're like, yes, they've got it.
Friday especially, because I watched it back yesterday because the other team had the video cam, so I watched the 90 minutes back, and on the Wednesday's training session, the big thing was that counter-pressing and runners forwards are two things that we never done well enough. All four goals came for, four out of five goals come for boys running forward, and us counter-pressing to win the ball back. And some of the clips we showed them, it's like everything we worked on Wednesday, he's done it in the game, which probably led to what looked like the best sort of complete performance we've had in terms of 85 minutes of the 90 was brilliant. Uh-huh. And by the way, Whitburn were actually all right.
Played the track
player. Tried to play out and had some good players.
I've only just realised that pressing really high up the park with a great intensity can bring you so many rewards.
Especially at that level, mate, because do you know what I will say about quite a lot of teams that we've played? The coaches, they ask them to play, so quite a lot of them, they try and play. So even that's maybe not a weakness of us, but an opportunity of teams to beat us is see if we don't get our build-up right. That's probably an opportunity for them.
Take the ball off you, is it?
So it's
I can even, this is my different level, but it's even the kids I coach, with size boy and that, and my boy, you can back to the halfway line when the ball goes out for a goal kick or the keeper has in his hands. But
why? That doesn't matter.
I know, I don't know why. You need to speak to the FA for that. But as soon as they then release that ball, I just encourage boys to go and get that ball back as quick as you can.
Why do you try guys, as high as possible?
Leave you guys kind of get they kind of get out of their own half, and then we end up scoring, and it's like, I don't know why they do it, Simon. It's a stupid rule, because you've got to encourage kids to play.
You want that, but you're also wanting kids to take the ball under pressure as young as possible, no?
They don't
mind. How else is decision making going to get better?
You have a shot, you have a turn at getting the ball up the park, and then we'll have a turn at getting up the ball. Pretty stupid, really. Mm.
That's what I liked about the 20s, because I stood in the dressing room and listened to what Robbie asked of them before the game. My big thing was, are they going to follow instruction? And
they did.
They done it. Mate, Frankie came as well. He loved them. Loves the boys.
He messaged any of the boys,
mate. Honestly, now I need to check his phone, because I went on his phone. Was it Friday? No, the day after Brock scored, and he's fucking messaging Brock. Brilliant. Great goal, mate. I'm going to rap that, man.
That's brilliant.
Isn't it brilliant, mate? That's a fucking.
Maybe you're a young kid, and I thought a player was the fucking.
I know, mate, imagine the boys going, fuck off.
They don't like that.
The kids that are going to Broomhill, like my kids even, and I know your kids, and some of the kids, my mates' kids that come, they're fucking loving it. Mm-hmm. Loving the idea of being a ball boy, being a part of the team, getting to know the players. And he says, Kevin, Dad, if the number 15 scores, he says he's going to come over and celebrate with us. And they're like, that's what's fucking
awesome. Who's 15? Who's 15?
The boy's going to be better.
That's
him. I'm kidding.
28th of September's a bank holiday for New Honor, because Brock scored, I swear to God. It's a bank holiday, mate. Every year now.
How was Brock at the weekend?
Brilliant.
Good.
Really good, Brock was.
Good.
It was good on Tuesday.
He's got a great mentality, isn't
he? I like him. I like him. He's a good guy. Yes. Really good guy.
Ugly as fuck, but good boy.
He does his bug, mate.
Loves his bug.
Loves his bug.
He said that in the podcast.
That shit for you, mate. He does look like Skinny Capaldi. He's unbelievable, isn't
it? I like to buy tickets. Box below.
Aye.
Do it. Get down there.
Didn't help you, man. No, I definitely get yourself. The Friday nights are absolutely magical. There's nothing like it. And Scottish football on the Friday night, isn't it, no?
Can you, just before we get started, can you explain to me how you styled your hair this morning?
Well, I did change it this morning, funny you asked.
So shower, came out of shower, towel dry?
Knee shower. Don't know where you've started with that for. Knee shower this morning.
Shower last night?
No,
since Saturday. He was jumping about with the boys, getting stuff poured all over his head and all that in the dressing room after a game. You think we'd won the World Cup Saturday after a game, man?
It's probably as bad, actually, thinking about it, because I'm so...
reactive.
Aye, so reactive, but I kind of change it. I mean, I say to FD,
who you are at?
I think the first game of the season I done it, and brother's like, for fuck's sake, it's only one game in. But I can't, I say to myself, I need to stop getting carried away, but I can't, the feeling of winning, and I think as coaches, you were saying, Si, obviously, it is obviously so important winning, but we want to see how our performance is and see how we, whatever. But I mean, again,
he's all loud when he's like, when I come down for after the games, he's all like loud in the dressing room, like when he's won the game. Quite right, he's
all. Brilliant, man, honestly.
Plenty of times, mate. You enjoy the good times.
Quite enjoy the good times.
Right, so what was your what's the hair?
I've only gelled the fringe, Eddie.
Why?
So I've just flicked the fringe and left it a fluffier up the top. Can you see it?
Of course, that's why I fucking brought it up.
Like a dammer, innit?
I think that's what's happened. He saw a picture of Jeffrey Dahmer and thought he's had to change the look a wee bit, didn't he?
Can't really watch us.
Oh, you love it, mate. Right, Hearts v Rangers, Andy. I know you're a bit flat, disappointed. Talk us through it. Andy, Robbie Nielsen's asked to come and watch you and Robbie during the week.
Do you think so? That's not a bad shout. Aye, no great, obviously. I think opportunity to go into the game, win it. I think you go level in points with Rangers. Don't want to sit in the fence a wee bit, but done an analysis on the game yesterday. I think a lot of the first 30 minutes was good. I just think you look at the difference between the two teams, their final pass, their final opportunity to go compared to us in the first 30 minutes. Then after that, obviously, the sending off sort of changes the game. Second half, I still like the way we approached the second half, though. We went 4-3-2, went brave, still trying to get after them, because obviously the next goal's, even if you get it when you're 10 men, you've still got an opportunity. But then once they obviously get the third, be 15 minutes to go, it's damage limitation after that. But Rangers were good. I think, being honest, I think Rangers have saved their best for Hearts for the last 2 years, to be honest. They always seem to do.
They're right in saying that Morelos has played Hearts like 10 times and scored 9 times. In the
Somebody was telling me his goal record against.
How good's the one with that? Tell me he scores.
Oh, mate. Did you see it? Mate, he was actually good.
No, there's a picture of him on his knees like that, and there's just a woman in the
There's a woman
in the
eye.
Big talk, was it?
Mate, Morelos was good when he came on. Morelos was, he was lively. Could have probably scored a couple.
He'd be fuming if you're Čolak coming off on a
Čolak's good, mate.
Mate, big show. What I found on Saturday, and I feel sorry for Čolak. Morelos got more of a cheer coming on than Čolak probably did for the two goals he scored.
Oh, I can't know, but that's
it's a 5 year.
He's been there for 2 minutes, hasn't he? But his first goal, brilliant, by the way.
First goal, very good.
He starts it, and then he's fucking desperate to get in the box.
See, to be fair to the big man, he's very good in the penalty box, isn't he? I even look back at all the games that he's played for Rangers this year. There's not really been many opportunities we think he's missed.
Missed a certain, did he get involved a lot in the game, Andy? Which I don't think you need. Maybe he's a striker hard.
Not as much as Morelos, but he still does, aye. Even for the first goal, like you said, he's the one that plays the ball wide and
starts
straight away, desire to get in the box to get on the end of it. And it's actually a great finish as well.
What a ball for Kent, though.
It's a great ball, but there's not a lot of, like, there's no whip, there's not a lot of pace on it. He still needs to put quite a lot on it to get by Craigie, who obviously needs to be a good header to go back.
When I saw that when the ball came long and it came to Nielsen just headed back at the midfield, I think. Nielsen's got to see that. He could have headed it to the right hand side.
Who's that, Robbie Nielsen?
No, not Robbie. The other boy, Nielsen. I feel he could have headed it to the
side.
To the side. And that way then Čolak doesn't get that ball, because he heads it straight down. Čolak plays it wide, great ball. And then basically Čolak's just carried his run straight on. And number 8, German boy.
Kiel
didn't really follow Čolak, and great header.
But do you know what makes it really good? See if you've got a Lundstrom, Jack, Kamara. Somebody does not occupy the box. Scotty Arfield occupies the centre back because he runs into that box every
Scotty
time.
Scotty Arfield had like
brilliant
great opportunities in that first half. Was always
Ryan Jack should have played him for that. Was terrible with Jack, though.
A bad pass. It was, aye.
That's criminal, that. It was, and then a bad the man pass. He goes by the guy, should put it into the corner.
Yep.
Do you know, though, the thing for me, I was looking at the, I feel so sorry for Hearts. I really do. Suter, Halkett, Bringamy, and Boyce. That, your Hearts last season were unbelievable, and the spine of that team now isn't there.
Mm.
Injuries. And I know that's part of being a, obviously, Nielsen can't just say feel sorry for the boys every game, but it's so difficult that, because the four players are so
good. But you also have been backed well in the transfer market as well. So
but just how good the players were, they'd proved it last season. It's hard for the players to come in and get up to it. I don't know.
No, listen, there's no excuses in football, but we've been very unfortunate with injuries this year. You look at the back three that we started the season with. We had Kingsley on the left, Halkett in the Kai Rose on the left, Kingsley in the middle, Halkett in the right. All three of them have been injured for the start of the season. Kingsley's came back for the last sort of couple of weeks.
Who's that?
What the fuck is going on out there?
Oh my
God. Get a camera out there.
It's Slaney again.
Get a camera out there,
that
man.
That guy is actual Slaney, look.
What the fuck are they doing?
Oh, so they're at that stupid Cabaldi picture, man.
Sorry, Andy.
So for the start of the season, you look at, we've obviously had Kai Rose on the left, Kings in the middle, Halkett in the right. All three of them have basically missed 80% of the season through injury. So it's going to be difficult, especially if that much injuries in one area of the pitch. Boyce has been our top scorer for the last 3 seasons. But I do think the boys that have came in,
He's signed really well.
I think our squad's still very, very good. I think when everyone's fit, I don't worry about us at all. I think you take that game in isolation, you can't start like that against the Old Firm.
No.
Especially when you want to be front foot, you're at home and you want to get the crowd on side, you want to have a go. To concede a goal in 5 minutes, mm-hmm. your back's against
the wall. I thought Hearts were good first half hour. I really did. I thought, like, see down that, especially down the right hand side with Smith and Humphreys.
Humphreys was like a Grand Theft Auto Gary Mackay-Steven, isn't he?
Hi, but he was very good. But you know what I think he did well? A couple of long diags with Craigie, he won the ball. And he kind of got the better of Barisic, and I think Barisic then stepped back a wee bit away from him, and that allowed Humphreys to get more space. A couple of times Humphreys got it out wide, came in, had a shot that was didn't but it was on target. A couple of times in behind, tried to square
we
things
had two
across
very
the face.
Good opportunities in behind, and the final pass.
Final pass was wasn't quite there, but Hearts like they looked comfortable.
What's Cammy Devlin then?
Cammy Devlin's just
what
a,
is he then?
I mean, my pet
hate. In fact, all that honestly, my pet hate.
Cammy Devlin's looking for plaudits, and there's going about it the right way, and there's going about it the wrong way.
But see, he doesn't even need to run over there. The guy's. He's run out his area.
Gone nowhere.
And cost just going
2-0 down V Rangers is how hard it is, and he goes and does that. And I don't want to say too much, Andy, it's your teammate, but that's my pet hate in football. That is such a. It's been so selfish. I don't know, is it a hang that he runs a bit hard and the fans all of that? That's so selfish to leave your team.
He's, 10 minutes. For me, he was. I just don't get it. Like, see, 2-0, like Stanley says, it is really difficult against Rangers, but Hearts were still playing well.
Mm.
They were still moving the ball about quite well. And to go and do that, what even by going and winning the ball, say he goes and wins it without actually stamping on, was it Matondo's foot? Yeah. Where's he going, mate? What's he doing, mate?
He doesn't even need to run over there.
We're young players, and obviously Cammy's young, you never want to take that edge away from somebody's game, because that's what he's good at. He brings energy to the team. It's infectious. For somebody in his position, he is very, very good at winning the ball back. When I was watching the game at the time, right, I was like, well, how was he sent off for that? I went into the Sky camera, and because he comes down his calf first, didn't he? And then onto his ankle, but I don't think he actually means it. I think he tries to do one of the ones where see you step over him, you sort of get your body in, but as he's doing his leg over to step over him, he catches him in the calf. So it doesn't look great. I mean, obviously it is a red card, there's no doubt about it.
How was hospitality? What was the food?
Food was a breakfast first before the game, because it was early. Pie at half time, a couple of pints. And then a fucking steak dinner afterwards.
I remember on the podcast you were saying you were going to get a personal trainer and watch what you're eating, so it's good to see it's going well.
Obviously, that's after I get my neck operation in 4 weeks' time.
Oh, so you're just going for it until then?
So I'm just fucking making the most of it, and then once I'm fit and healthy, I'll be.
What, you suit and tie?
No.
What, just jeans?
Smart cash.
Smart casual. What was that? Being inspired?
Being inspired jumper. Pair of arsehole trousers and a pair of fucking Primark desert boots.
I'd love to see you playing an over 35s team.
He was playing in a
35.
Did he see him?
Oh no, he didn't.
Why? Somebody for 35.
I want you to get back into it, mate.
I'm going to get fit.
Fight. Who is it? Up?
There's only one man to set
it's
up.
It's Eddie Hearn.
They're cutting his grass.
Fiorentina during the week, though. Massive game for the Old Hills.
And I'll tell you one thing, they hate scoring goals, Fiorentina. Hate it.
Don't say that.
You've been doing some stats for
after the week you've just had. Say they score hundreds of goals.
No, they don't. They actually look at them this season, they don't score like that. That being said, they'll be a quality side. Have Andy, are you buzzing?
Can't wait.
It's amazing
wait.
That, mate.
Do you know what? No point telling lies about it. We've got a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You get a result at home against Fiorentina, you've got 3 games to go and you're still in second.
Surely you're back in for this one now.
I don't know. Hope so.
He's coming out to watch you train, and surely he's.
I thought he can't play if he's doing
that. Can't.
If he's not hanged in.
How come Kingsley went off?
He had a bit of tightness in his back the day before the game. I think he felt it towards the end of the first half, but I think it'll be fine.
GMS, looking forward to Fiorentina?
Oh, he can't wait.
He'd be a big Italian football fan, I can imagine.
He's
going to say keep pulling his foreskin back. Same, because purple.
That's a strip. That's what I look at Fiorentina's kit boys, I'm all like that.
I've got a toddler side of that. You got a toddler.
The baby kit.
The baby kit for the kids. I've got bashed it, I don't know.
He's got ginger curly hair playing for Fiorentina and chatting and pubes on top of it. Davey Bowman playing for Fiorentina. Oh man.
Oh god.
They're bottom of the group, 1 point.
Unreal, I'm looking forward to it. See, you look at some of the players. Wanky Drado's there, I didn't even know that.
Is he that was at Chelsea? Is it Chelsea?
Good player. Boy, look at Jovic. I'm sure Real signed
him. He scored lots here in Germany, didn't he?
Boy in the middle of the pitch, got a cap for Italy. I've got a good team.
Will you be trying to get this jersey or will you not be asked?
Nah. That's probably a regret I've had in my career, to be honest. I've asked for one jersey in my career.
Who was it? Lampard.
Two jerseys in my career.
Terry.
No.
Did you not know?
No.
Lampard
and Barry Ferguson when I was at Mithers when he was at Blackpool.
And did he get it?
Aye.
They bought it, huh?
Aye.
Do you know who you were at
the time? I was only like 18 at the time. No, but he knew I was Scottish when I obviously asked him. Mm-hmm. But aye, that's definitely a regret I've had, because I think it's always good, innit? If you've got a collection of jerseys of people you've played against.
My kids ask me that now, like, Daddy, how many jerseys you got? And they bring it some. And I look back and think, God, I played against all the big hitters back in the day. I used to go and just take, like, the Scottish players. So I had, like, Gary McAllister's Liverpool strip.
Wow.
Christian Daly, Don Hutchins West Ham strips. Fucking stuck them on the line in Stranraer and somebody stole them.
You swapped any?
Nah, I didn't have any to swap me. Didn't have any names in the back, just numbers, mine.
Right, I've got a quiz question for you, right? Ready for this? Hearts Rangers, obviously, Andy played for both. Kev played for both. Suter's played for both. Two others. First one to get it.
Neil McCann, David, Big Bottleneck.
David Weir.
Well done. Any others?
David Weir.
I just wanted two.
Wow. One more.
Harry McKay.
One more after that.
Velichka.
Who?
Velichka.
That's what he did, eh? Still one more.
Rangers.
He was just going to
see if he can get them all. See if he can get them all.
Derek Ferguson.
There'll be Derek Ferguson. Derek Ferguson, aye. There'll be loads.
Hearts Rangers.
How many was that?
Ian Black.
You said there was two.
Ian Black.
David Templeton.
Danny Wilson.
Templeton, wow. Fucking hell, there is loads.
Jason Holt.
Do you get any of them there?
Aye, I got them.
No, like football, eh?
I want to go back on that Fiorentina chat.
Laughing.
I want to go into that Fiorentina chat again.
What were they?
With purple strips. That's fucking unbelievable, that. That's so underrated, that, innit?
Why don't you just come over to Fiorentina away? Do an Italian vlog?
No, but it's a Thursday we train. We've got a free week.
Is it
next week? We've not got a game next week.
The 15th, maybe.
When he's playing away? 15th,
next
game.
Next
week, no. Away from home, is it next week? Well, we could go.
Well, why don't, here's one even better.
I'll definitely go.
Why don't we do an Italian tour? Bologna and Fiorentina.
Good shout.
It's a good shout.
I've already put my ticket request in, but I'll update it if you've
got it. We'll buy a few earlier because you'll not be sold out earlier.
Right, that's it.
Well, we do it, definitely.
I'm up for it 100%.
Italian match day vlog, mate.
Definitely. You up for it?
I don't know if I could sit in a plane for that length of time in my neck.
just be like sitting here now.
How far is it? No, but I'm just thinking, is it no far? 2 hours, 3 hours? Sit here for 3 hours.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, don't sit here for 3 hours, is what
I'm
saying.
An hour and a half, and then 45.
You should dress up as a pilot.
What are you, my wingman? You goose? I'll go Maverick.
That'd be unreal, wouldn't it?
You would do a shite on the plane, wouldn't you?
Ah, fuck aye.
I can't wait.
Have you done a shite on a plane?
Aye.
That's what I've done all sorts.
Have you?
Aye.
Have you? No, never.
Whilst you come out in the wee air hostess, just on a toilet. Oh, fuck's sake.
Done the Mile High Club?
No, I've not actually.
Thought about it one
day. Sometimes your clock dies, ain't you? You know, when you play with somebody, I wonder if.
And then you always think that the hostess fancies you, but she doesn't know if she does.
And then you walk through the toilet, you're thinking, I wonder if it is.
If she's going to follow,
is it? You came out in the toilet, it's absolutely stinking. That was the only reason he went for.
Kev, you were at the game, you impressed with Rangers?
I thought they were. They had good shape about them. Lundstrom, I thought, was very good. I thought he was very good. Kent was very quiet at the first half. Didn't really do a lot.
Great goal.
Good player, but good set up for the goal. But Rangers, they look organised. I feel like they went there knowing that Hearts would come out quite fast. And they got the goal, possibly. The goal was like, I would say it was not against the run of play, but Hearts were kind of on top the first 10 minutes, first half hour. But then Rangers just kind of waited and kind of caught Hearts a few times on the break. And then obviously once Devlin got sent off, Rangers were quite controlled, made a few subs at half time, brought on Davis, brought on Morelos later on in the game.
How was Ben Davis? Obviously,
really good. He was actually really good. Aye, he was very composed. Aye,
he's got a great left foot.
Yeah.
To be fair,
he looked comfortable. I thought that was a big plus for Rangers, because that left side centre half, having a, you know yourself, having a left footer in that position makes the balance of the team really good. I thought he was comfortable. I would take it that we'd bring him off just to ease him back in.
Maybe aye. But to be fair, I agree. I thought the start of the game shaped up as if it was going to be a very good game end to end. I thought the full half an hour was pretty much that. But one thing, the difference between Rangers, the main difference was, because I've watched quite a lot of them, they've missed so many chances. See, the Dundee United game, they could have been 4-0 up inside half an hour.
Even Saturday against us,
I thought they were clinical.
Clinical.
Obviously, they get their two goals. Arfield has a great chance as well. You make it three, whereas games of four, they've not really took the chances that they've had. But obviously they did deserve to win the game. I thought personnel, I agree with you. I thought Lundstrom was really good. The other one for me was probably, actually thought Matondo was good, mate. I didn't see a lot of people talking about
him. What is Matondo? Is he a dribbler?
Matondo's better when he gets that direct ball and bees direct and puts people on the back foot. He can cause you all sorts of problems. The other side of him's maybe not quite as good, but there wasn't many opportunities in the game where he got one-on-one, but with the ball from Lundstrom over, I think Kingsley maybe thought he could have got it, and then he realised, well, I'm not going to get it, and then dropped back.
Do you think that type of game suits him more, though?
Possibly.
Because we're going for it as well. We're higher. He's
got more space. But he is quick.
Well, he's rapid, aye.
But then when he's doing what he's doing, the runs that Kolač made off the ball in between the defenders, that was really good. And even in the second half, I think Morelos made some good runs and still found the ball at the feet. But again, obviously, 10 men, Hearts are tired. They're going to get more opportunities. But I thought Rangers were more, like, I would say that's probably their best performance of the season in the league. I would say that was probably the most complete performance in terms of there wasn't any aspects of the team you would say, oh, they weren't this or they weren't that. They were all quite.
Well, we were in the motor listening to Dell, was devastated it wasn't a draw, wasn't he? He's a Rangers fan.
He was wanting to draw it away again.
Rather, we'd have taken a draw.
Fuck if not, a draw. A quick question for you, Stu, here. How did Rangers approach the Liverpool game?
Oof.
Counter attack.
How did Brighton play them? Brighton went up against them?
I didn't see it.
Do you need to counter attack Liverpool now? I think they're at. See, when I watch them, Brighton could have been five up, by the way.
I know.
But I think if you watch a lot of goals they've conceded, Fulham game, Crystal Palace game, that it has been counter attack goals. Because, like, in attack today, both fullbacks do bomb on.
Yeah.
Van Dijk, Matip, or Van Dijk, Gomez, whoever it is at the back, they do get left exposed sometimes. Fabinho, I've seen he's taking a lot of criticism. I don't know because I've not watched a lot of games, but I do think that is the area that you can get at them. Rangers are not going to go to Anfield, dominate possession, are they?
I would say on both sides, Simon.
Kent on Arnold and Matondo if he plays, but it's because
Robertson's out. That Greek boy's
See if Rangers are going to sit in and try and catch him on the counter, having the two as your out balls and getting direct at him. You never know. Mm-hmm. I don't know who they're going to play in the midfield, whether it's because obviously Jack started the game and he come off. Scotty Arfield played a wee bit higher up, supporting Kolač, so I don't know who'll come
in. I think they'll approach it very similar to how they approach the Ajax game, but seeing the Ajax game, right, they allowed Ajax to play to a certain place, and when they go into sort of 30, 40 yards for Rangers' goal, Rangers never made any contact with anyone. Yeah. They never got close to anyone. It was just marked space, so it was too easy for them just to play it about. So I think they'll do the same against Liverpool, but there's got to then be an area where you start getting tight to people, because you can't allow Thiago's and Salah's 5 yards of space anytime they get 30 yards between you and your goal.
He's a prediction.
I don't know.
I think Rangers score, but I think they'll get beat.
Yeah. I think if Rangers go down there and frustrate Liverpool the way their fans are now with how they've started the season, there could be
I'd love it if they win, but especially against an English team, man.
Just to shut them up.
Even Rangers going down there and putting in a right good performance, they say they don't win the game and it looks like they had a chance to win the game while they were in the game. Because I'm sick of this fucking league down here, slagging off our league, this is tin potties or this, that and the other. We've got good sides up here. We have. Celtic Rangers are good sides.
Klopp annoys me as well, man. I'm not in this. Klopp brigade. Nah. He annoys me.
Well, I don't know, he's changed though.
He needs to go back to being specky, didn't he?
Aye, and his teeth were rotten.
He's needing the fag bit up here and the fucking yellow teeth at the front. Maybe give up the fags.
Can you give him your teeth?
Do you think seriously,
Van Ten Hag? Is he seeing something or not?
He's on Eckies 100%. He's took a couple of Eckies before he goes out.
So fucking mental. What is that? What the hell?
He's not there, him.
Who, Ten Hag?
Aren't you know?
Nah.
But it's you get hold of Bruce's fart chat before the game and had a right good sniff
still
of
there.
Fucking hell, man. That's fucking tough, that.
Jesus, surely no way
there's pressure on Klopp, is there?
No.
Maybe. Bobby Boy wants him sacked. Frankie wants him sacked.
He's on you.
Honestly, he's had me. How's he not sacked? Every Saturday comes into me. Klopp, Drew again. How's he, are they going to sack him?
How old is Frankie?
Way beyond 10. His years.
I'll tell you now, he's got a brilliant outlook on football for his age. Some of his opinions on that are actually good.
Fuck.
Sometimes you don't know about football. You're like, fuck, he knows me on me. You start going, shut up.
Imagine I made him for team coach. And you were ball boy. You used to switch for 20 minutes.
I was a goalie for Cuppy.
That was annoying. I was going to bring up. Right. The, do you understand when I gave him the football card to sell how it worked? No.
What is it? Oh, is it the accounts?
Did he not understand?
Mate, I gave him a tenner for that and he spent it.
So I gave
when
him,
I was away, he must have said to his mum that this was his tenner and he spent the money.
I gave the boys I gave all the boys a wee football card just to raise for some like new equipment and balls and stuff, right? And so they've all brought it in. 40 teams on the card, £2 a team, £80, £40 to the winner. That wins you scratch the pound, £40 to the club. Jude brought in a fucking, the card back, no name on it, right? No even scratch, right? With another piece of A4 paper with dad, mum, Frankie, granda, and me, Jude, and put their two teams. So they picked 12 teams and gave me a 10. I'll say, thanks very much.
Done yet? Yeah, I'm not. I've seen the group chats and
I was like, Frankie, who won the card? Hey, I don't know. Do we scratch it off now?
Just tell us how much I'm doing. I'll give you, man.
Sorry, don't worry. We'll sort it.
I'm fucking
not. This is fucking gold, we've Jude, man. Tell you.
Right, we're on to Celtic. Motherwell.
I've only watched the highlights, right?
I've watched the highlights.
But on the highlights, they looked all right.
I know.
Everybody's raging that they were below par. I think if Celtic were cool, takes a chance they could have won about 5 or 6.
Tati hits the post, McGregor.
Tati's the post twice, does he not?
Aye, and McGregor hits one of the other.
McGregor misses it.
He puts the other back foot a goal late, then the one that Tati hits the post and gives it to Kyogo.
Kyogo and Heather. And then Kyogo's head on the post.
And then the goal.
Hope Joe Hart's all right.
I know.
Fucking hell. Mate, that is mad, isn't it?
What, that's man? Shocking.
He gets badges into somebody, mate, and he fucking flings himself down.
But he gets the old, like, starfish, is that? He's out.
He's out for the count.
But do you think this is harsh? Do you think Joe Hart could move a bit better for the own goal?
Nah.
Both of them
are just made their ass out there. And then, I don't know, I think he's got to be shouting louder.
I was thinking about a goalie to see if Juranovic, see if he's under pressure, I can understand. But there's nobody near him, just let him make the decision.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean?
It was a poor decision, but no, I thought Celtic looked all right. And then obviously the send off game with Callum McGregor. That was a great sending off.
He was going through, wasn't he?
It's a sending off.
Because look how far Hart came out. So you're thinking he's just going to chip that early goal.
Well, it's covering, but like you said, because of Hart's position, he can just go first time.
If that's not a goal scoring opportunity, I don't know what it is. The goalie's doing his goal.
The goalie wasn't even. Joe Hart was about 20 yards out, but no, I thought on the highlights.
It's a good red card, that.
Ah, it's a great red card.
Who goes and plays that role?
What, Nick?
I think he misses St Johnston, but would you go Moy? I'd put a tatty in there. I'll have a tatty.
Bring Turnbull in.
A tatty's coming out of your game, by the way.
I'll have a tatty.
Mate, he's coming.
No, I'd put a tatty in there.
A tatty's very good.
But I really like a tatty.
He'll play
very good.
Think he'll play Moy, yeah.
Aye.
St Johnston. What, if you're Matt O'Reilly, how raging are you with Kyogo, man?
Who was that?
He wasn't that bothered either.
I know, what? I'd be fucking fuming, man.
That's one of my most hated things in football.
Mate, the ball's going in, he's just kicked it in for an inch.
I'm doing the same as Kyogo all day long.
Of course
you are. Riley's headed it, and it's going in for the save, and then Kyogo's tapped it in just to make sure.
See, for people who don't know what an inch looks like, can you show them?
Do you want an inch?
Where are you born the other half of that inch?
Huh?
No, I forget it.
But now you get that in VAR, no, but listen, I don't think there's been a lot of things to say like you've only the same, not a lot of nonsense. We've been absolutely amazing against.
I think Welsh is getting a bit, isn't he?
Aye.
And he, by the way, Carter is such a miss, isn't he?
Aye,
even if Celtic want to place, you need him back, especially getting into the Champions League. But listen, here, this is how important he is, and I'll say it now. I think Celtic get beat if he doesn't play.
Who, Carter Vickers?
Aye, in the Champions League. I think that's how important he is.
Be right, mate.
And I think if he plays, they've got a chance.
Yep, Leipzig away into the next
it's
one.
It's mad, isn't it? Because everyone thinks all that. It's the Celtic play, all the attacking players get, but he's, I think he's Celtic's most important player.
And it's shown that, isn't it?
Definitely.
I think there's only three players in that. So I do think Celtic's squad depth is very, very good, but I think there's three players that if you take them out, there's no light for light, and that's Jota, McGregor, and Curtis Vickers. I think everyone else, I think even Kyogo Giacomakis is still very, very good, and he could lead the line for Celtic every week, no problem, but I think they three are just massive for him. Curtis Vickers especially. Mate, there's so many games where, when you look at Celtic and you think clean sheet again, not really conceding many chances, but see the amount of times in games where he's the one that snuffs out so much danger.
Probably don't even notice it, didn't you know?
You can see, like you're saying with Klopp, right? That's the way Celtic play. Celtic both fullbacks are high.
Yeah.
But see the balls over the top where there's that opportunity for a counter attack, somebody's played it into space, he's so quick over the ground, isn't he?
Yeah.
But then the midfielders and that, knowing that you've got that stability at the back, allows him to be a bit more adventurous, I would say, because like he's just a big rock.
I worry for Celtic in Wednesday.
How long is Carter?
He might take a bit of form, isn't
he? It's rubbish shit to bring a manager and get scudded and then they bring a manager. It's no fair.
How long is Carter Vickers out for?
Well, they're saying he could be back. But they definitely, I think they're right. I think they need him. He could be whether the winner.
I think it will be. I think they could have got a chance of going there and winning. This will be still difficult, but if he doesn't play, I think there's zero chance. I do. That's how important I think he is.
Saturday.
They need to get something there.
They need to get something sorted with that winger, I know, that right winger. I don't know. Is Maiden or Badder? Are they?
I much prefer Abada.
Abada's giving you much Abada more quality.
Maida will give you unbelievable amounts of hard work, but for me, sometimes his touch and his final ball's a bit fine wanting sometimes. What about this other boy they brought in?
He's still trying to get match fit.
But they've got strength and depth. Saturday against Motherwell, I think it was just a case of getting the result and then concentrate through the week, because obviously Leipzig away is a huge. If they get something over there, they've got to think they've got the pole position to finish.
I think they need to take something at it.
Aye.
Do you?
I do.
I think if they get a point and then take Leipzig
at
home.
A good result.
Yeah,
that possibly would be enough to see them finish maybe second.
Yeah. Motherwell, Paulson Derby it was.
Yeah.
Two others that have also played basically the same guy as you, Stephen Pearson and Tom Boyd.
Freeze is the same.
Exact same guy. Ginger, white and horny as fuck.
Is that another question?
The great late. Started that trend, wasn't it?
Is that another
any other
question?
Any others? There's another question. Any others?
The great late Phil O'Donnell.
Yes.
Ah, what a
There's a guy who's even hornier than used to.
Turnbull,
there's one more. Even hornier than Slaney.
Gordon Marshall?
Yes.
That's the horny one.
Horniest.
I didn't know he played in Motherwell. I didn't know he was a horny bastard, but
what, you know Gordon Marshall was?
Who else? There must be a right good few of them.
No, I don't think
Motherwell
there's a lot.
Celtic.
Check that one up. I think there's a lot. Craigan. How many games did he play with Celtic?
A couple, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I
seen Ange speaking at Hammy before the game. I think he was quite complimentary towards him because I seen Hammy saying, oh, thanks very much.
Oh, did he? Eh?
Yeah, before the game.
Good on Hammy. What he's done there in the early doors. I know it's very early, but
Scott McDonald.
It's a brilliant
shout, Andy.
You can tell he does the Clyde quiz, didn't you?
Somebody's telling me Paul Telfer. Why would I think Paul Telfer?
No, never been.
Played with Celtic.
He only played the teams that got Snack Management, so
he was never that.
So I think signed him everywhere he went, didn't he?
Oh, who else?
That's it.
No, there'll be a few. Definitely, there'll be a few more.
Mm-hmm.
But we better move on for
a second. No. Tommy Coyne.
You got that, no you?
I did Tommy Coyne.
Mate, again, Tommy Coyne. It's all Ginger. Some more guy here, Ginger's.
Mad, isn't it?
That's it.
Who's Tommy. The best that's played for the both of them, you?
Piro. Stephen Pearson was a good player.
Was he a good player?
Oh, good player, mate.
He doesn't look
good. I know, people would never think, but see, like, he could run like fuck, man. Big, strong, could score a goal. I like Pearson.
Did he keep you out?
That's who I used to sit and watch, huh?
You're better player than
him.
No.
Big Peter's
a great guy.
I'm
Peter's a great guy. He was great once as young as young boys.
Mick's
another one. Well done, Andy.
Mick's no horny at all.
No, he's not horny. No, he'd be the opposite of horny, wouldn't he?
Oh my god.
No, he hates that talk at all, doesn't he?
He's never seen his Fiorentina strip, has he?
Football mad, didn't he?
That's a good question. That was a great shout, Big Mick. You forgot that he went to Motherwell, didn't you?
It's got to be a few more. John Kennedy.
Wow, what a shout that is.
That is a great shout.
Did I know?
He was having a came through it pre-season, 15-year-old with the first team.
He could have been anything, mate.
In the YouTube comments, it'll be hearts.
Was John Kennedy that? Because
John Kennedy being the best centre half all time.
See, when I signed with Celtic, all day, like,
shut
mate,
up.
Mate, John Kennedy was a joke, Andy. Honestly, mate.
I heard he was very good, but he wouldn't have been the best ever.
He'd have been the best in the last 20 since... Well, maybe Van Dijk. Take away Van Dijk. Other than Van Dijk, Kennedy was a joke, mate.
When I played in Scotland,
2 feet, tough as fuck.
When I played the Scotland 21s, quick. I hated playing against him when we played the matches in the training because he was hard as fuck.
Uh-huh.
See that? He was just hard as fuck, but he was a proper defender.
We used to watch first team tournament and up against Sutton Larsen, he was fucking brilliant, man.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
Do you know the guy you mentioned last week that played with Celtic? You said was hopeless. I said I'd never heard her.
Braffite, left back.
Braffite. You know who else would have been brilliant? Colin Healy. Remember Colin Healy?
Aye. Colin Healy played
with
Colin
Healy.
He
would have been top, mate. He broke his leg about five times, man.
I played that night, he broke it. I'll never forget that noise. Fucking hell.
Him, Liam, Kent. That was some. That was some.
Coventry versus Sunderland doing it the Rico, and he went for a tackle, and it was just like somebody gets like a belt, and they slap the belt off the table. That fucking noise, and he snapped, broke it, and then he came back, got it fit. And then came back, and I think the first week in training, McCarthy joined in training.
Oh, I've heard that. Tackled him.
Didn't he tackle him bad? He just tackled him in his leg. And his leg break was like a clean break. It wasn't just like a wee snap. It was like straight through the full
shin. Imagine the manager training and break your leg.
And then he got back fit.
I smashed boys with New Balance on. I need to watch. I done somebody else the night.
Tyler Stewart sent him back to Italy, didn't you?
That was brilliant, mate. Only guy getting injured with a New Balance tennis shoe, man. Don't want to put his ankles. I've got fucking tennis shoes on.
Carl Wilson smashed that,
that's right. I told you the Colin Healy story with Martin O'Neill, didn't I?
No.
Day before, Colin Healy was hard as fuck.
He was hard.
Day before training, he used to play young VO, but Martin O'Neill came up to young boys and went, big game of morning, do not tackle, kind of just work across, but didn't go and smash people. First minute, Colin Healy, bang, fucking smashed somebody. Martin O'Neill went off his tits. Next day, started him on the Saturday in a massive game. That was a story that used to go a bit. So Martin Neal was obviously testing the young boys who's fucking got a bit about them that's actually
going to do it.
And Colin Healy went, I think it was maybe like Lenny or something.
No, you would never do
and
that,
he was starting the next day.
Colin Healy was hard as fuck.
Was there any players that you've played with in your career where like at young age, so still made it, no like pro youth for that, but still like in the first team, unbelievable when they're younger and then just no.
Tommy Butler.
You said that. Uh-huh.
Tommy Butler at Sunderland youth team was possibly the best thing I think I've ever seen football wise.
Did he play?
So good, right? And then got in the first team. And then what ended up happening was that he went away home one weekend to Dublin to see his girlfriend. Never came back for about 3 months. Don't know where he split off or whether it was something else. And then he came back and then he went to Swansea and just kind of had an okay-ish career. But he was fucking, everybody wanted him. He was so good.
Tierney was meant to be like when he first went to Celtic training. Charlie said he was going in and just like training, everybody was almost at it, but he said he was just going fucking smashing everybody.
Love that.
You know, hacking people, but.
Do you have anyone players?
Do you know who I probably don't like me saying this? I thought Scott Fox would have been the Celtic goalie.
Aye.
Mate, honestly, see, when we were younger, we signed him for Dundee United for money, paid money for him. In reserves, youth team, he was unbelievable, Foxy. Like, I'm talking modern day goalie back then, play with his feet. Fucking great shot stopper, could come for crosses, but just never really. When he went, he trained with the first team. He was in training with the first team as soon as he came in, 17, 18, and the first team managers were raving about him, but I don't know why he never went on. But again, we had a great youth team, great reserve team, and we all thought at the time we were good enough to go and play the first team, but see, when you went up there, mate,
The level there, that's unbelievable, isn't it?
The level at that time is scary, mate. You're like a wee boy when you went up there.
He's obviously had a brilliant career, but Danny Wilson, mate.
Has he?
Aye. Mm-hmm. I used to play against
Liverpool
him.
Signed him. Uh-huh. So he's obviously
brilliant.
Technically good, right?
He was just an absolute star. Flecky was different because Flecky just was never in our youth team because he was that good. But in our youth team, Danny was just unbelievable. And he made his debut at Rangers 18 or something. And that was when they were in Champions Leagues and whatnot.
That's right.
Played at Parkhead when he was 18. Liverpool signed him for
money. Is he still in the States?
Aye.
Mate, I thought
he's not had the career that he should have had.
Aye. I think though, see, and this is, Flecky's had some career obviously, but I thought
Flecky's another one, mate. Million percent.
He was unbelievable.
I think he was as good as you can get in Britain at 16.
Was he that 16? Good?
What do you think changed the Derby then?
I don't know.
I thought he just stayed at Rangers
because
longer.
He wasn't like...
He played for his Celtic when he was 16 or something,
he wasn't out on the team. He wasn't a massive 17 drinker.
In the first team, didn't he? 17. He played against Celtic when he was 17, didn't he?
Did
he?
Definitely made his debut at 16.
He played against Pat Geed, I'm sure. Aye. Because you were away with Scotland and then he didn't come and he was playing again. He was with the first team. Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought he would be the biggest about.
What about Motherwell? Who was you? See, were you and obviously when you were coming to Motherwell, there was another young player that played at that time as well. Who was that?
Saunders
was coming through. Aye, honking. Had a good leap on him, but that was about it. Me and Bob.
Bob McHugh. So did Bob play first team?
He made his debut at 15-year-old.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. Two of us, no joke. We last game of the season for Hibs at Easter Road. Us two get called up to go to the first team. We had to go there, had to be suits. We turned up your trackies on and they had to put 12 player suits on us because we didn't have any of our suits. It was the last game of the season. And Mark McGee said to his, meet your debut today, first 10 minutes.
Naked.
first 10 minutes, two players get injured, and it left the one sub, so it was Amy and Bob, and Bob got picked.
Were you devastated?
Gutted, eh?
That was similar story.
You weren't that way.
No, I was buzzing.
I was mad at when I first went the first team, 17 or 18, Mikey McGlinchey was the other one. I was 17.
3 years later.
We were in over Christmas with the first team, so 2 week period, all the reserves are off, used to run with the first team. Sacking says to both of you, both close to making your debuts, playing Livingston as well. Sub. He was looking at the two of us. Mikey went on. Mikey went through one on one, mate, hit it by the post.
They both done the exact same.
And after that, he kind of never really got his chance again. We said, if that goal goes in, your life's completely different, mate.
Mad,
glad to have fucking just that one chance, isn't it?
Can you remember everything about your debut? I can remember everything. I've got a terrible memory, but I can remember every detail of my debut.
I can detail it to the fucking absolute.
So could that.
To the everything.
I can't remember it at all. I must have been in shock going on.
Getting told the Friday, flying down to fucking Southampton.
Flying down private?
Aye, private, the bit of the private airport at Newcastle, jumping the private plane down to Southampton.
Did you do a shite on that plane?
Rimmed, 100%,
legs right up.
Rimmed with somebody and
everything. Oh my God, you get a shite.
And I just thought I was going to do the skips. Like, because Peter used to take one of the youth team every away game, and the first team would give them 500 quid out there. Bonuses.
Oh, brilliant.
And then basically do the skips, the boots, help the kit man, and we get paid for it to give them experience. So I thought, I'm the guy that's getting the skips. And named the team subs, and number 34 came. I said, fucking hell, I'm on the bench. I was like, and I was checking their team, and I was like, fucking hell, Matt Letizzi is on the bench for fucking Southampton, Marion Pahars.
Latvian.
And then I was like warming up, and Agent, he says, right, Kevin, you're going the last 20 for Big Quinny. He's toiling a wee bit, and I'm like, fucking hell. Remember the big boy? Late, is it Gordon? No, I played with Tottenham as well as
Dean Richards.
Dean Richards.
Good player.
Fucking hell, coming on against him. Broke my nose.
He did?
Aye. Took a long throw.
Your debut?
They were taking a long throw, and I was going to, and Quinny was like, just win every header, just pick up Big Dino. Fucking hell, man. He headbutted me, broke my nose, and I'm like, my God, you can't come off, just stay on. And saw the game out, and it was like 1-0. We beat them 1-0.
What was your debut? I don't even remember yours.
I only played for the
best thing about the debut wasn't coming on, it was coming in afterwards. I know the first team waited for me coming in and clapped and said, well done, great debut, son. Alec Ray would have played as well. Amazing. It was just fucking, that was it for me, because it was like an appreciation.
Right. Mate, my debut no word of a lie for Swindon, I was half rough. I promise you, man.
Was Swindon your actual debut, mate?
I was there for like 2.5 years, came back for like 3 months and 20 more was like, you're going on loan. Billy Painter, I was staying in a hotel, Billy Painter, Thursday, we went down on a Thursday, train Thursday, Friday, Thursday, Billy Painter's at, I've got a pub quiz in the Tawny Owl tonight. We'll just take a couple of pints, mate. We end up sitting there at about 1-2 in the morning, fucking steaming, mate. Friday and training, I was like, I'm a bit rough, man, because I didn't think I was going to play. And I played, trained well Friday, and Danny was like, you're starting tomorrow. And I woke up Saturday, and I was still a wee bit like, fuck me, man. I feel ropey here, man. But I went and got man of the match, so Bill's like, that's a
civil weekend.
Did you play well? Brilliant. What were you, Andy? Were you Livy, aye?
Aye, I was still in school. I got day release on the Friday, and when they asked my school to get day release, I was like, that's weird. I must be getting like a wee squeeze of playing here.
Aye.
I was only 16 at the time. And I trained quite well. Like, you're in the squad for the game tomorrow. We were St Johnston at McDermott Park, last game of the season, the championship. St Johnston had already won the league. And we were 4-1 down, I think, half an hour to go. I came on for Snods, actually. Me and Snods were talking about it the other day. Came on for Snods half an hour to go and did quite well.
Who's it, Gary Bowen?
No, it was Matt Proctor, who went to Middlesbrough, and obviously he was at Middlesbrough when I signed her. But I told the story on our first, when we interviewed for Zoom.
You two were known.
The goalie. We had a young boy, right? We had a young goalie. He was third choice goalie called Matt Loon. He was horrific. See the goals you're talking about? Miles worse, and I've never even seen them. He used to get yellow jersey every week. So we used to do votes, right? You used to write on a bit of paper who you were picking for the yellow jersey, right? And Snoddy used to be the one that reads out the votes for the yellow jersey every Friday. So that, right, first vote, Mark Loon. Second vote, Mark Loon's right glove. Mark Loon's left boot. Right, so it was just everything Mark Loon. So the two, Colin Stewart was leaving Livy, so he was first choice goalie, wasn't he, playing? Can't remember who the second choice was. Might have been Roddy McKenzie. So this boy, Mark Loon, 18-year-old, oh my God, had the biggest stinker ever, right? And at the end of the game, on my mum's life, he chucked his gloves into the crowd and nobody went near the gloves. They all just like, everyone just stood around these gloves like that. touching them,
pissing on them, just standing pissing on them.
That's what I always remember after the game.
Brilliant.
Magic boy. What a week for Ryan Portis, wasn't it?
Aye,
listen,
you gave him a bit, to be fair.
Mate, international debut. What age is he? 21, 22? Is he older than
that? No, you mind, you're right. He played with 20s not
international
long
debut, then finished finals a week with a goal.
Played me a lot of
he was brilliant yesterday against us.
Driving forward, his shot, brilliant.
Yeah, I was only one club.
He was very good for Scotland, to be fair.
He was good.
I've said it before, there's a good fucking player in there.
There's a good football player in there, right? The other bit of him that some people don't like, he needs to just be careful with that. That's all I would say. See the stupid bit
that's
sometimes.
Your personality, then that's what I mentioned.
That's what I mentioned with Cavi Devlin.
We're talking about Cavi Devlin. Sometimes Portis goes over the top. He's been renowned for doing that. I'm just saying, maybe sometimes he doesn't have to go and do that. If he sticks to what he's very, very good at, and what he's very good at, it works because he's got him in the Scotland squad. People are talking about maybe getting a move to any Old Firm or maybe whatever.
Is he taking him at Celtic Rangers?
Is he going for
me, I think he'd be better off going down south.
I think
Scottish football has got a thing for him. I think there's a bit of a witch hunt out for him. That's too big a word, but every time he does something wrong, it gets more publicity here than anybody else because he's done it before or whatever it is. But for me, I think he's done really well. I've given criticism, rightly so, but I'll praise him when he's done really well, and he has done really well. Saturday, I thought he could have had a couple of goals. Took his goal well, but he's strong. Spoke to Aidan McGeady yesterday, and he says similar. His wee boy was playing for Celtic 14s. Was watching a game there.
How was his boy?
He was all right, aye. That wee boy that I talked about a while back, he was playing amazing.
Is he, aye?
McGinley, I think it's
Aidan
McGinley.
By the way, so now you mentioning that, Scotty Aaron told me about him. Scotty Aaron's actually that boy that Kev's talking about on the podcast. Right. He says he's the best I've ever seen.
Yep.
Wow.
Because he plays with Scottish wee boys.
Played yesterday for Celtic 2015s. No, wait, Celtic 2014s. He's a 2015 playing against a 2013. And he's the only one you see looking over shoulder.
He plays with Scottish wee boy.
Scotty Allen's boy is very good as well.
Very good.
Apparently he's very good.
Hi, Scotty Allen boy, I've heard that.
Yeah, it's very good.
Remember a couple of weeks ago you said Lynn was no happy with you?
Is that performance wise? How's it looking for a new bill? Was your
one? Yeah, she's looking for the new bill. Aye, she did die. We're still touch and go the new Paul.
Yeah, aye, is it?
I'm going to start creeping up.
You know, jumping on it as much as you used to now.
What is it? The bill she's still wanting?
She's fucked.
Aye, I know that's what we're touching on this conversation last night. I can't quite do the
so you did it with a neck brace on?
No, you've got to just manoeuvre. Instead of me going down, somebody just needs to sit while they need to sit, don't they? You park the bus
so instead
differently.
Of going for, you're just sitting in?
You just park the bus differently, didn't you? That's all you
get. Just counter-attack.
Great shout, though.
So take it from your point of view, Celtic supporter, would you take Ryan Portis at Celtic?
I think he could go to a Celtic Rangers a day. Whether he's good enough to be a starter every week, I still need to see Merriam's side. I don't think I've seen enough of him. Maybe that's poor for me, but I think what I have seen him, I think he's definitely good enough to go to Celtic.
Does he come to Celtic Rangers and go straight to the team?
I remember when Lenny was at Celtic and he was going to go to Millwall for $1 million, and I said Celtic should take him for $1 million.
Right. I'd take him for £1 million in Ebor, aye.
If you're getting him for £1.5 million, I think it'd be a no-brainer to take him.
You're getting him for nothing because he's got a contract.
Oh, he's got a contract, then.
He's definitely going somewhere then, aye.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But I agree, I think he'll end up going down south.
Do you think so?
Uh-huh.
Do you think he'll sign a new deal at Hibs now?
Nah. Do you?
I don't think Hibs can match.
Well, you say that, but they paid the boy fucking Miller $8,000 or something.
Maybe they'll just give him that.
But so I think he could, because of his performance with Scotland, if he gets another international game or two before his contract's out and does as well, then he'll have a host of really big clubs down in England, maybe a Championship.
Could you hear Lewis Ferguson and then Hickey and go
possibly
Italy,
possibly
abroad? Somebody looking at him for
Derek said anything about Lewis Ferguson? He's not played, has he?
No, the new manager Motta came into
I've not heard for Derek's not said a word since Faddy's came on the Kitten show, so doesn't talk anymore.
Doesn't
mate.
Speak at all. He's great all the time, doesn't he?
What's so the manager that signed Lewis is gone?
He's not there.
He's away. He had cancer, and then he ended up moving on, and then Thiago Motta came in.
That's Motta.
Is it Thiago Motta?
And he says really good, but I think he'll be frustrated he's not playing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter where you go, you should be playing.
But if you're back to Celtic Rangers with Ryan Portis, if you're getting him for free, you're having to give him a few quid. It's up to him. Like, do you want to go south, try his luck down there? because you can always come back up here.
No, well, if you were him, what would you do? Say Celtic and Rangers were in for your championship clubs, what you doing?
The situation where Celtic and Rangers are now, I'm going to Celtic and Rangers because they're in European Champions League football and stuff. That opportunity doesn't come very often.
But then you go in there, maybe no playing.
Well, you go there maybe with the mindset of
I'm better not, sir.
You go there with absolute belief.
He doesn't start for Celtic.
No,
he doesn't.
See players,
players that choose championship clubs over Rangers and Celtic.
Amazing. But what if you're going to do that? You're guaranteed to be first choice. You're going to be playing every week.
Just like he says, nobody goes to a club and think, I can't play for this team. I'm not good enough. So if you're signing for Rangers and Celtic,
I'm realistic and I'm thinking I'm not playing ahead of Carter Vickers.
But that's what I mean. Like you're talking about his age, he's got, if you wait, they're signing me as a free contract, I'll get in there eventually.
I know, but see, if you're in the Scotland squad now, can you then go to being a sub? Do you want to then go and be a sub if there's a wee chance of you being in the Scotland squad?
The other side of the thing is finance, right? You don't know how people feel with money. If he gets offered a wage to go and sit at Celtic, and he'll look at it and think, right, even for the next 2-3 years comfortably I'm making a right few quid with a chance of maybe getting at Celtic.
But then you could go down the south with the same money and play every week.
For me, if I'm Ryan Portis, I'm looking at that Celtic defence and thinking, right, if they want me and they're getting there, and the same at Rangers, can I go in and dislodge one of those two? Carter Vickers, you've no chance. Starfelt, possibly you could.
Mm. No, I don't think he plays ahead of Starfelt or Vickers.
Do you think he's better on the ball than Starfelt?
I think Starfelt's an overall better defender at the moment. I really do.
Just a pin.
At Rangers, Goldson plays ahead of him. Maybe that happens.
If Rangers played a 3-5-2, which you talked about a few weeks ago, changing the shape a wee bit, could he play in a 3 there? Maybe like Davis, that's back in the squad now, left foot, Goldson on a right side, and Portis, that could work for me.
Hmm. I'd go abroad now if I was him. If you got a chance in Italy, I would go, mate. Look how much it's brought guys like Jack Henry and Hickey on. Mm-hmm. I would go abroad 100%.
No, he's went right under the radar for how well he's done abroad. Liam Henderson.
He was unbelievable that night, VC Milan.
What a player he is.
Incredible, they couldn't get the ball off him.
Really?
Aye. And then AC Milan ended up scoring 93, 96 minutes to win the game. It was hot.
You are our European football correspondent, this guy.
Do you know he came in at 15 year old. Lenny asked him to come here. We were on the reserves. He'd only been asked to come up to train the reserves. One day in, Lenny shouted him out to train the first team. We lost on there, but he was 15 year old.
He knocked back going to the school as well. Strong mentality, mate.
Did he? Hi?
I had Celtic off. I didn't know that. The school as a kid, and he said, nah.
See, if he had just a wee bit more mobility, he'd have played at Celtic every single week.
What do you mean, mobility as in run?
I couldn't really get that was his one hang side. He couldn't really get a bit. I hope that doesn't hurt the boy, but.
No,
he's
obviously improved on that as well, because you don't play any level if you don't.
Aye. Listen, whatever happens to Portis, he's got a big decision to make, and it's one that, like, you're asking us, what would you do? I know you said you would go abroad, but it's a tough decision. If you have got those offers, Celtic, Rangers, potentially going abroad or a championship. Christie took the championship route with Bournemouth, now in the Premiership. But at that time, Bournemouth were... Did he not go mid-season?
Only for a grand a week, they pay.
Stanislas, what you said, that's why he went there.
Did he not go mid-season, Christie?
No.
January?
Start of the season.
Did he go start of the season?
Just the end
of
the
window. If you're going to Championship England, you're going to, like, one of the teams that potentially could get promoted.
I can see Alec Neil or someone try to get him at Stoke.
He's struggling.
So who's going to Stoke over Celtic Rangers?
Who's leaving Sunderland to go to fucking Stoke? I can't even tell you about that. I'm being honest with you. That's a mercenary.
Yeah, I watched him against Watford.
He's a mercenary. Money.
Oh, he's a team. By the way, a team that's...
Telling you. Took my team.
A team that's absolutely...
I know, but you've got Morgan, who's got his pop in it. So.
Morgan's doing well. Sunderland's actually doing all right, by the way. Right, anyway.
So, a team that's absolutely flying St Mirren. How well are they doing? Especially can do it to 10 men.
I think Livy would be disappointed losing two goals with set pieces, considering
and they missed a penalty as well.
And they missed it with penalty, was shocking.
Yeah.
I like Livingston. I love Martindale. I love what he's done there. I think he's a really good guy, actually. When I speak to him a lot, helps me a lot. And then I would actually, if I was Livingston, I don't know if he's got to take my advice, go 3-5-2. Anderson and the big boy up front, Nubly.
I think that's the best you'll get. But then if you're playing a three, Nubly kind of plays on the left. He's really good at the left.
But I just
it's a joke.
He's brilliant in the left. Because he set Anderson up for the goal.
Yeah.
I just think him up front, he's very hard to deal with.
Yep.
Both of them are flying though.
They could finish top six, Andy. You played against them. Could they two finish top six?
No, played against them yet.
Right.
Livy beat us. It was a terrible game, to be honest. But Livy beat us, deserved to beat us as well. Could they finish top six? still early and it's difficult. I mean, the question is a European spot something I could challenge for? Eight games into the season, it's still a big ask. Mm-hmm. I think anything can change. Because Aberdeen, what are Aberdeen now? Aberdeen fifth or something?
Fifth.
I think Aberdeen look really good still.
So do I.
I think
Aberdeen was
finished
fourth,
Hearts sixth.
Outstanding
what?
Weekend, Aberdeen.
Yeah,
huh?
We'll
finish sixth.
No, I said Hearts
are
sixth.
Oh, sorry.
Aberdeen do look good.
They look brilliant. The big boy.
Coulson left back looks a good player.
He is good. Aye, good.
Fair unknown for Middlesbrough, but I really like him.
Matty Kennedy, I like as well.
I get criticised every season for saying this, but I think the standard Scottish football then is no bad. I think it's decent.
Mm-hmm.
Mate, I'm telling you now, Stevie Hamill's Motherwell, mate. We played them last week.
Charlie said the exact same at United, said they were really good.
Football team. Uh-huh. Good
Hearts,
football team.
He's Hearts. Only in there, it's good he's done that.
Aberdeen's got some good players in that. The boys
is it Bajan?
I now look at teams, right?
He's a good player.
I now look at teams in Scotland and feel like every one of them, most of them, have identities. They all have a style.
Yep.
Whereas I think there's nine times out of ten in seasons gone past, you're going into games like that. They could be anything here. They could be
no, I think a lot of my teams are trying to play. Even see Livy now playing it for the back of my head.
They do, mate. St Mirren. Probably a wee bit more direct, but mix it up a wee bit, play their strengths. I look at St Mirren and think they've got four good strikers for this for SPL.
Who's that? Younger Men,
Grief
and Brophy.
And Brophy. Grieve, Alex Grieve.
But how they play as well strikers. Just suits the players that they've got, didn't they? Like playing that, what do you call it, a low block with Decky Gallagher.
He'd be amazing.
Loads of energy in midfield.
Yeah,
loads
can run like midfield. O'Hara, brilliant.
Uh-huh. And they're going to get goals with the two boys up front.
Real handful on
there.
But there is so much entertainment. I mean, Dundee United, as you said, on the Coopman Show, playing Pitbull and goal, which is amazing.
Aye, but
he's talking about the standard Scottish football. He forgot to mention Dundee United. They're out of that.
A suit and goals.
Dundee United's struggling.
And Kelly.
They must be worried in there too.
Aye, Kelly.
So who would it be between Dundee United, Ross County, Kelly?
Them see the now, I look at
Dundee United look so susceptible on the counter attack, don't they?
Balls over the top. Too much space in behind.
Because Pitbull wants to be on his. He's never off his line, Pitbull.
Pitbull, not your Neil.
Kelly's goalie, I know, struggled all day. Didn't he? His position was all over the gaff.
I know.
See if you can get who I'm thinking of. If you had to pick one person in Scottish football, manager or player that would breed Pitbulls, who would it be?
Breed Pitbulls? That's the easiest answer of all time.
Davey.
Big Davey Martin.
Exactly. Davey, I was thinking. You can imagine his back geared and full of pit bulls, can't you?
Aye. Shiting everywhere. A couple of fucking Yorkshire staff, he's in there too.
Getting the players to pick the dog shite up off of his back geared, isn't he?
100%. You Bruce Anderson on that boot.
He acts like one of the pit bulls, didn't he? He's got him on a leash.
Oh, God.
That's us, I think.
We've never really said much about St Johnston United. Any saying them, or is it not?
St Johnston, Stevie May looks like
Stevie
he's
May
fucking
back. Possessed.
Brilliant to see, because Stevie May was a right good player.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe lost injuries, a wee bit of confidence, but I think Stevie May is a.
What is going wrong with the
team? Look so unorganised to me, mate.
I keep saying I've got a great squad of players. I can't keep coming on and saying that if they keep putting performances in.
They do, though, mate. They do. You're right. We're getting a tune at them.
Well, Tony came out, didn't he, and said that we'll definitely not get relegated yesterday. I seen that in the paper.
I do, that means sucking, didn't they?
Jake, they've hit the stage where they're going go kart and paintball in the
room. You know yourself, right? You could definitely. 100%. You can get as good a player as you want.
They've had 3 teams
already.
They've had that paintball day already, go kart day and 3 team meals. That's when you know you're
the crisis
danger.
Meeting. Man, you get the crisis meeting
when the full team goes to paintball.
Aye.
You may as well just write a group message like.
If they bring in, if they get sent away for an army fucking course, then you know they're fucking down.
Day out with the Marines.
I still think that would be unbelievable us to go to that. 4 years go to the.
What the Marines are
going to do? I thought you mean, but we will never go paintballing or
no,
go karting ever.
Ever. No, but I think us four should actually do that.
Flying?
No, even if it was sort of that, would never happen.
Can we do that? Can we get this sorted? I go or you go, one of you go to that. Remember, is it Ant Middleton?
What, we just film you doing it?
You need to do the course, what they done?
No. I'd rather film you picking up the dog shite.
I'd be a better laugh with it. Why not rub your nose in it, stupid?
He would do that to you, wouldn't he?
He'd terrorise me. Do you know he's amazing with me? He wants me to come in. I keep saying that every week. I'm going to go in. Aye.
I'm going to Falkirk this week.
Are you?
Nah, John McGunn.
That'll be good.
Did they win at the weekend?
Yes, 2-0.
I told you Queen's Park's going to win the championship, didn't I? Start of the season, I said that.
I think you could get Grant Savory will be a Premier League player either with Queen's Park or somebody else next year.
Amazing.
Queen's Park are flying, by the way.
That's what you just said.
Did you just say that? I didn't hear you. I was thinking of something in my head there. Fuck's sake. It's not like me not to listen to you.
Queen's Park, alright, here's one for you. Who wins the championship? You
Partick.
Think
Queen's Partick.
I'll go Queen's Park as well.
Queen's Park.
League One.
I'm going to go Airdrie.
I'm going to go Airdrie with the young boys in there. What do you call them?
Reece McCabe. You know, they got beat for Kelly at the weekend.
Aye, but that's only one game, Simon.
I know. I'm going to go
Dumbarton League Two.
Dunfermline. Do you think Dunbarton?
No, I don't know, but Dunbarton.
Stenia win League Two.
I think Dunbarton are very.
Dunbarton always start well.
All right, one dimensional. They lost to Shaw last week 3-2, and I think
Stenia win it. Just signed Liam Brown for Queen's Park, which is unbelievable
signing.
They've
been putting a few quid into it as well, Stenia.
Yeah, Stenia have got.
They had Bryson, who's obviously retired. But they've got a few quid. Is it Stephen Swift, the manager in there?
Swifty,
so aye, they'll
an
do.
Unbelievable signing, Liam Brown in League Two.
Is that right?
Brilliant.
Dunfermline could win League One, but I've watched Airdrie twice this year, mate. They play good stuff.
But I think Dunfermline will win it. Good.
Well done.
The tube questions?
Right, Andy, you're a bit on, you go. Take it away.
Mine pick the ones.
Test tube questions.
Dylan Fraser, my man.
Why have you not got a picture of yourself, Dylan?
Fucking hell.
Must be terrible.
All right, guys, big fan of the new segment on the podcast and have a question for the show. Out of all changing rooms the guys have been in, what teammates were the best dressing room DJs or any absolute shockers? Also, what kind of bands, artists do the guys enjoy and any good stories from gigs?
You're a big Cliff Richards fan, aren't you?
Me and my dad love Cliff. At Wimbledon, Mary's at Wimbledon. Mm-hmm. Saint Horry Cry, what an embarrassment he was.
But I'll say something as well. Because we were away from home, it's the first time that because everywhere else has been away, you can go and sit in, and there's a wee separate bit for the coaches and managers. I had to sit and endure that fucking music before the game Saturday.
Hot shit, heat that.
What is it?
Mate, it's not even that. I don't know what it is. It's pure shite.
What is it, bro?
Brock's a DJ, eh?
Is it just what? Like just same like kind of beat stuff. Going on repeat, uh-huh. Repeat? Aye.
It's like,
my mate plays that, it's fucking horrific.
My heat was splitting, mate, before the game.
20s actually play proper, like Gary McKeith and like. MCT and all that, man. Oh,
that's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Yours
is poor.
Really poor. What was a Dundee DJs like technos, MCs and that growing up? Was it other, you know,
I think we had
that?
DJs.
Oh, mate, see Dissies back in the day. How good were Dissies, mate? Penalty Diss and that.
I heard a few of them. Somebody came to Peterhead and let me listen to them. They're brilliant.
Oh, unreal, mate. I used to have an iPod Nano just
you got me, you sent me a big list of them, remember?
My music taste is fucking shocking. I'm into old music. We used to just do like a mix of old music and stuff and that, and then but went to Kilmarnock, Craig Bryson into Scooter. He fucking loves Scooter.
I wouldn't mind Scooter before a game, eh? Scott Brown's a big Scooter fan, yeah, isn't he? Brown used to play Scooter a lot.
I like Kales Out Here United, Ian Brown, Stellify. What a fucking tune that is.
So we at Hearts, ours is good because our fitness coach takes charge and every player puts two songs into a playlist and it just gets shuffled.
Didn't mind that.
I think that's better.
You do that?
Mm-hmm.
That's decent.
Because everyone gets a bit of
what you like,
what they like, or what they want. We
done that actually at Peterhead, I'm not even in, but everyone had to put a song in and somebody picked fucking Rock DJ by Robbie Williams.
Brilliant.
I was in a bit of that.
Rock DJ came on, I was like, what the fuck is that?
Remember that came on in. No Rock DJ, it was just honking on at SWG, remember? Remember that?
I'm busting for a piss, but.
Remember that? The song came on at SWG and you were all looking at each other. Was it Rock DJ?
Rock DJ?
Oh my
that
god.
That DJ's never been seen
since. He's in the crowd and that came on.
What's your favourite band just now, anybody want to say?
My favourite band's Arctic Monkeys.
Good. Band?
Arctic Monkeys.
I'm going to go big shout out to Big Bems, who's done us a favour. Good guy. He's on the snuts like a lot.
Good.
I'll be honest, boys, I didn't listen to fucking music.
What do you listen to?
Just
people screaming. He just puts his head on people screaming and farting.
I'm not a big music lover. Nah, no at all. I like Paolo Nutini.
He's a
great
hydro man.
Through the echoes, what a tune that is.
He patched the podcast, didn't he?
It's one of these that he'll be on in 5 to 7 days.
I'll sort him out.
Will he come on or will he just not come on?
No, he'll come on. I'm in talk to him now.
Well, if he doesn't come on, I'm going to out a story at one of his concerts.
Oh.
No, out of it now because he's not coming on. I've not spoken to him.
I love him.
Ah, he's amazing.
Got a lot of
fucking shape bags.
Very good.
What about you? Just now, what artists are you liking just now?
Who do I like?
What's the song Darman listens to all the time?
Oh, fucking hell.
Because he always listens to it. And me and her was sitting speaking to him. Imagine that was like your wedding song or something and now you're watching that you used to have sex to that song that's the song that he used to fucking
Dharma just loves watching the movie. Just sit there.
No, but there's a song. What's the song?
I don't know.
Oh, there's a
but
song.
I tell you what, it's probably the one that you used to play every day in SWG3. Remember the tune he used to play?
Frank Wilson, Do I Love You? Do I Love You?
No, but we're trying to get buzzed up.
I know,
you're
trying to go, boys, wait, hear this one. okay, sorry.
Right, what's the next question?
You go on, Andy, boy.
Question for next week for Jamie Hogan. Has that ever been...
Chad.
a meeting or a week of training and you know you're losing that weekend?
Nah, I fucking played for Sunderland.
Every week at Portsmouth.
Week.
When I seen the shit that was on show.
Career, every week.
Uh-huh. Every under week. Jim Gannon, you knew the senior players had turned off and you knew that you were getting into a game knowing this is no right. The feeling about the place, and as soon as a goal goes in, you just know that's it. We're done. We may as well come off.
Once the senior players go, the younger ones just follow suit and it's just a shit show.
I remember we were playing at MK Dons. My first year at Swindon, we were flying player final. Next year, we were fucking having one. And we went to play MK Dons. And Danny Wilson, who's a great manager, wanted to man mark Luke Chadwick and Jonathan Douglas. We've had a wee bit of shape and Jonathan Douglas like, wait a minute. We're man marking someone in League One. Nah, fuck it. And walked off, mate. And nah, I knew. And then I think MK Dons beat us like 5-0 and Luke Chadwick scored a hat trick.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. But I remember him saying that. Like, this is, we are gone. We're gone. We're fucking man marking people in League One.
You know,
there's nothing worse though, right? As a team, if you're no confident in the way you're shaping that up, preparing, do you know what I mean? I've got an instance of that that stands up, but I'm not saying it, man.
We'd have
Pedro,
go on, tell it about Pedro.
It is Pedro, but I'll save it for the retire.
Okay. Save it for the next.
I'll save it for the Hydro.
Howard Wilkinson put the team sheets up with the 10 games. I've said this before. 10 games left. We could win that one.
We're all just
looking.
Quite a lot of managers
just looking at it thinking, nah, we're losing that one. We're fucking getting humped that one.
Every team wants to win. I know, but exactly. We used to do that swing as well. I remember like we hadn't won for like 13 games, and then he put a fixture of the next 10 up, and we ticked off that we're going to win 8. How are we winning 8? We've not won fucking 13. How are we winning 8 out of 10? Wait, are Southampton or not? Yeah, I think we could get something like that, right? Okay.
Mate, see when I was at Bradford, right, on loan? We went something mad, like 12 unbeaten, right? Went fourth in the league. And we got a couple of boys back for injury, and Phil Patterson at the time changed the shape, changed the formation, and we did not win a game for about 8 games after going 12 unbeaten. It's mad, that, isn't it?
That is crazy. You cold?
Freezing, mate, yeah.
It's cold, isn't it?
It's a wee claw, isn't it?
No, I'm not talking about the hand, I'm talking about the hand.
Why
are you that cold that you've got your hands over here?
I'm freezing, mate. Aye, you're no cold.
That's cold. See if you're a coach and a player's that with their jet.
Even that, as a coach, you know. I've seen some coaches doing that, I know, at the side.
Them names.
No, it's no, maybe you know, younger man, isn't
that? Players playing with gloves.
Oh.
You'll know who that would be.
Gloves and short sleeves, that drives me wild, mate.
Fucking hell.
It's no colder for a long sleeve, but it's too cold for
a leg. It's not worse when your fingers are freezing. There is nothing worse, mate.
Nah.
Ears.
Run a boot.
Exactly.
What does that mean? It's a performance. The boy plays well. I don't know if he plays well with gloves when he plays well. Yeah.
Did you ever wear gloves?
Have you worn gloves?
No, I didn't wear gloves ever either, but it's changed now though, isn't it? People always
I'm not a fan of the Bruni and Tierney of fucking sleeting your run about with shorts and t-shirt on. Get a jumper on.
No, I would do that.
Would you?
Aye, I used to do that.
You had a couple of jackets off moments against Cumbernauld Colts on Tuesday.
I thought another Saturday, but this year I didn't even realise.
Is that a wee twitch you've got with the jacket? Aye.
Jacket off.
Jacket on.
Honestly, I thought it'd be a 90 minutes to enjoying it, but.
Oh, mate.
He goes, I'm sitting doing something. You go, I'm sitting doing it. And then for 15 seconds, you're sitting and you're back up again.
Snapchat, sort of right. Glass of whiskey, don't be a manager.
Right, JD. 17-11.
That's a good tune.
Hi, lads. Following on from question about kids' football last week, do you think you can teach a kid mentality like fighting for every ball, etc.? Or is it something you either have or don't in your game? I was a scheme boy, so I always loved that part of the game, but feel like it's hard to ask of my son without sounding negative. I'm really looking forward to some.
I think you can. Well, the only thing is, I've seen kids sort of coming in at first and they're not really going that side, and it's not really part of them or whatever. And you can
agree
put that into them. The only thing I would say is though, when they move on and they go elsewhere, do they then go back to back to where they were? I don't know if it's stage or it's because you're putting the demands on them that they do that. But it can definitely change. But
it's like any kid has different. And like attributes, some are all that, and they've just got that natural determination to work hard, right? It's like Simon's boy. If I say to Jude, I need you to work hard today, because if you work hard, the rest will follow. See if he gets stuck, because he's no scared to get stuck in. He puts his foot in everywhere. And then once he does it, the rest will follow. There's some kids maybe don't want to do that, but sometimes if you give them just a wee bit of encouragement slowly, they get to that. And then see once they make that one good tackle, and you highlight that, yes, wee man, that's what I'm... they'll go again, they'll go aye. Again, and before they know it's a caught. See being that type of player as a kid, that's a confidence thing. It's not like confidence, like, you need to be confident to go and do it. And I think when they get that confidence, but listen, of course you can give them mentality, you do the right things to them every week
in
training.
It's definitely in boys though.
Oh, of course
it's definitely in boys regardless of what happens, but 100% that can be coached into people.
Absolutely. Yeah,
no doubt about yeah. it. I think that's like a sort of culture thing, innit? And I think as well, take it at Sir Alex Ferguson's Man U, for example, right? You got your Keens and your Nevilles and Butts and all these. Like, see if somebody's in there that doesn't fight for every ball and doesn't have that winning mentality, you're not telling me that's coached into him.
No.
But I think the difference is with boys like that is you can't lay off them for a second, because if you lay off them, they'll just stop doing it.
Aye.
They're the probably the types of boys that you need to be on all the time.
No, that's a good question, and definitely you can instill that in the kids.
What about you?
I agree.
100%.
As kids, I think everyone should be made competitive.
Mm-hmm.
I think that installs a winning mentality. So even if you are in a possession, there needs to be a reason why there should be a winner at the end of it.
That's one of my biggest. Petty hates with kids' football, and it is like the SFA, the SYFA guidelines. They don't want it to be competitive, and I don't really understand that, because, like, these kids are coming to play football because some of them want to be footballers. We can't deter them away from what the reality is 10 years down the line to what it is now. You can't have the two different way. Oh no, you just do what you want. Don't, it's not about the winning. Fucking go.
Kids enjoy it much more when you put a wee.
It's all about the winning.
Winning,
aye. Kids never run about the house buzzing while we got beat 5-0.
No, we're on a greens. You can definitely coach it. Right, Ricky Waters, question for the lads with FIFA 23 coming out.
He should be embarrassed with himself for this.
It's not a great question, Ricky.
Ricky's not got a bird, I guarantee it.
No.
Aye.
He's never had a
23 bird, coming out. Do you think players check their stats and get offended by low ratings compared to others?
He's put FIFA controller places it shouldn't go.
And whacking the post with it.
Couldn't care less.
Nah, I'm pretty sure that I think I was in FIFA 12.
Put Vibrate on.
Just whacking the post. Can you see me? Just hit the post non-stop.
Who plays FIFA?
I used to play it. I've not played it.
I've not played FIFA. I was in FIFA 12, but the last FIFA I bought was FIFA 95.
What?
Aye,
FIFA 95?
Aye.
Was there a FIFA 95?
How old are you?
I would have been 14.
All right.
And I'll tell you better than that. You used to stand in front of the goalie and the fucking goalie would kick it off you and you get a free goal.
Did you?
Aye.
What was the FIFA? Do you remember the FIFA?
Used to play Qatar, and Qatar were absolutely dog shite, and you beat them 23-0.
What was the FIFA minding that you used to, play in the Sega, where if the ref went to book you, you just kept running away from the ref and never catch you?
Was that FIFA?
Computer game.
Or was that though? Was that though another game? Like street cred.
Never catch you.
Street cred football or something. Brilliant. Who knows?
I've never checked stats on that.
I think modern day players probably will.
If you were on the stats, FIFA what would stats. Be your highest stat? Because obviously there's ones with pace, agility, strength. Teamwork. Mine's always used to be heading, 68 for heading.
Filth.
99 filth.
99 plus for filth.
Swindon especially, we had a mad, you were like, Rangers when you're mad, there was like six guys that used to game, so they couldn't wait to get him to game together. Fuck. These guys were wives and kids, and I'd be like, couldn't believe that they were
there was always a group of Rangers you used to love, like, the pro clubs on FIFA.
Right.
You always play pro clubs. There's boys at Hearts that all love that, I know.
Everybody does it.
Pro clubs on FIFA.
Nah, I remember Lynn says to me when I was at Coventry 2009, you either get rid of the Xbox or I'm going back up the road, no coming back.
Mate, I was the opposite.
Xbox got binned and
demolished.
I just fucking was
that. I didn't touch a PlayStation or an Xbox till I was about 25. Did not touch one.
You don't remind me of a computer guy at all.
No. And then.
But then there was a stage where you were mad for it, wasn't there?
Call of Duty, mate, loved it.
Man, that was me. I was addicted to Call of Duty. I was a fucking free-for-all killer machine.
FIFA, crap, man.
You pure angry.
What's so good about Call of Duty? What is the thing?
See for me in anything I need to win, right? So seeing Call of Duty, it was like you could play an individual shooter or you could play a team shooter. So they played a free-for-all where you were just on your own against everybody else. I had to win, like, get to 25 and have no deaths. So some people could win the game with 25 and say 6 deaths. I used to go for 25-0. And see, until I got that, I wasn't fucking happy.
Mate, that's a serial killer.
Oh, mate, I used to hide.
A Netflix documentary.
used to hide in the house, put the claymores at the door, so I knew when someone coming up the stair, the claymore would blow up, take the weapon, shoot them out. Someone come up the stair. Ah, fucking love.
Mate, you're gritting your teeth in your head. Oh,
fucking aye.
5-year Netflix documentary.
That's Tommy Gravison, you said, and all that.
Oh, he'd beat you 100%, mate.
I call a duty, probably would, aye. See, these guys used to no scope. But you're a no scoper.
Yeah, I did that.
You were a no scoper.
No.
You were a no school.
You used to play, you said you used to sit and play naked.
Aye.
Strange. With the army hiding, painting your eyes.
No, I used to sit with an army suit on, camouflage stuff.
I've got a mate, see you saying that. I've got a mate that plays Football Manager, and see if you go to a cup final, he'd put a suit on.
That's shocking.
That's sort of
I was obsessed with Football Manager when I was young, 16. Like,
Morza's a big Football Manager guy, though.
But he gets, does he not get paid or
something? Stays up with Twitch and all that and gets paid, aye.
Nah. You ever used to go to Barris to get a chip disc for your chip PlayStation?
I went to Barris for different, aye.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Right. Brilliant. Colin Carvin, she's still kicking about him.
Colin Carvin.
Colin Carvin. Colin Carnachan.
I've
been dreading this all week.
Can we get the pictures a wee bit bigger just so we can cane people?
That's just a big C.
Question for next week: best Halloween costume or best Secret Santa ever?
Oh, mask on now.
Damn it. I found that fucking. See, since I've been a wee boy, mate. See, every the day after Halloween, how you not take your mask off? I'm like, every Halloween it's the same joke, mate. If I'm going to fuck you, to change it. No, best one. Me and my brother, mate, get dressed up as Power Rangers. I think I've said that before. My sister's tights on, green and red tights. Right here, I'm in the Power Rangers mask. Oh, Martin, do you ever remember the Martin Ewan Larson mask?
Uh-huh.
But it's a bad question, isn't it?
That's a bad question. No,
I hate fancy dress at Christmas days. I just want to sit with my clothes on.
I know.
It's like, what?
Because you're fancy dress. Because you're obviously.
It's funny for 2 seconds, go up and get fucking
dressed. You know what?
He's fancy dressed here on 64 days a year, anyway.
It's seen on 65 days in here.
Aye, but that one night. Goes to Halloween.
That one night, you're right.
Goes down. He's dressed up all the time, he's killing me.
We did
it. On you, by the way.
We did colours once, which was good, though. That was good.
Colours?
We did colours, aye. So it was like big wheel. Fucking 25 different colours on, you wouldn't believe a minute. But like colours as in like there was one that was just all denim, one that was all leather, one that was all PVC, one that was all polka dots, and then just all your standard colours. That was good. Because honest to God, right? PVC, right? Like you don't want PVC for a night out, do you? And it landed on Lee Wallace, mate, a captain. Waldo's written off PVC. And he is no like that at all, is it? Yeah. He fucking hated it, man.
Oh, fuck,
he didn't have brown though, which is I thought was worse because you actually think that's your gear. Because you're just on all brown gear. You can't do it, you can't make it funny or nothing.
He didn't have to get your head with colours and stitch one of the boys up, and it was only him that came in his colour. And it was navy, but he got navy, so it wasn't too bad. But people thought he was that was the outfit, but we played, you know, that in the navy. We played that on the bus with Peter Head to Glasgow, mate, and he was not fucking
happy. Hearts, Christmas night, it was, we picked all the fancy dress costumes into a hat, and he picked it, and one of them was a Hibs. They had to come dressed as a Hibs player.
Who was a Hibs player?
Andy Driver.
And he brilliant, him.
Aye.
Andy, he was brilliant.
Imagine that was a picture of that.
I know.
Mate, Steve McGarry dressed up as Jim Gannon and largely went as his assistant Peter, Stinky Pete Ward. Mate, is that no genius?
That's good.
Somebody went as Paul Hartland and Dundee one.
That's good, that type of stuff.
That's good, man. I like that.
And what was he just like doing Jim Gannon quotes the full weekend?
No, but he had the full kit. I just acted like them all weekend. Big Stinky Pete, I know. I went for the two of them. Need to get Ganzo on.
I'm the same as you, though.
Show you McGarry, isn't he?
No, Jim Gannon, we need to get on.
Oh, right. McGarry would be good as well.
Yeah, be brilliant.
See, growing up, I know, I don't think I've ever done Halloween. I know it's probably a bit sad, but.
No, we did. We were loved it at our house.
My favourite Halloween was dressed as a Ghostbuster.
What is it?
I was dressed as a Ghostbuster. Loved it.
Getting guns.
Cereal box. Fucking cereal box. Tinfoiled the cereal box. Got a couple of fucking long blue tube stings and fucking pretending with shit peel. Aye. That's a problem.
Arsbuster or Ghostbuster.
Did you ever dress up Halloween?
Nah.
What was your rhyme when you chapped somebody's door?
I hate doing that
shite, mate. What did you do when you chapped somebody's door for trick or treating? What did you say to them?
I used to chap a door. First off.
Aye.
Oh, yeah. Monkey nuts, didn't you?
Monkey nuts, aye. Monkey nuts are decent. Trophy apples.
This is
getting shite, aye. Let's get the fuck out of here.
How do you want to end it?
You need to do a speech about boxing.
Get your purple headed warrior out. Get your team.
You need a speech about boxing.
You do boxing, you show us that Fiorentina kit. Cuff all day.
Brilliant, lads.